Okay, today we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel, and we're continuing doing the contrast between Meiser, Bikurim, and Truma. What do two of them have in common that the third one does not have in common? So says the Mishnah, Yesh b'Meiser Bikurim Mashenkin b'Truma. There are things that halachos that apply to Meiser and Bikurim, but not to Truma, and they are as follows. Number one, Shah Meiser Bikurim Tu'unin Havas Mako, Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, meaning we're talking about, when we say Meiser, we mean Meiser Sheni over here. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim, and they're eaten only in Yerushalayim. Number two, Tunim Vidoy. There's some sort of statement or declaration that's made in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle when it comes to Meiser Sheni, that you dealt with your Meiser Sheni the way you were supposed to, and you ate it only in Yerushalayim, or you were poded or whatever. And when you bring Bikurim, that you also make a declaration. That's not every fourth or seventh year. That's whenever you bring Bikurim. There's a Mikra Bikurim. And number three, Va'asurin La'onein. Both of these things, both Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, cannot be eaten by an onein, by somebody whose relative has died but has not yet been buried. The term onein in Mishnayos always means that is someone whose relative had died and isn't buried yet. The term onein in the Torah doesn't mean that. The term onein in the Torah means someone whose relative died that day, both before Kvura and after Kvura, that like the Yisra of not to eat ba'oni mimenu, that you're not allowed to actually, even in the Mishnayos, the term onein means someone whose relative died that day. It's only in halachic terminology. Over here, when it says asurim la'onein, it means someone whose relative died that day. It doesn't mean between the burial and the death and the burial. Between what we call onein is between the death and the burial, but it's what the Mishnayos would call misha meso muta lefanav. It's what we call onein. So Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Shimon says that an onein is allowed to eat bikurim. V'chayavin bibiur emay sheni. Bikurim both are chayiv and biur, meaning the fourth and seventh year, and this is what halacha number four that they have in common, that they're both chayiv and biur, the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim that you haven't taken care of yet, that haven't been eaten in Yerushalayim, have to be destroyed. But Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter from having to destroy Bikurim, so this is not a commonality between Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, even though Meiser Sheni is chayiv and biur, Bikurim is not. And now number five, any amount of Meiser Sheni or Bikurim that gets mixed with Chulin in Yerushalayim is still subject to the halachos of Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, meaning there is no bittel when it comes to Meiser Sheni and Bikurim when they get mixed in Yerushalayim. Normally there would be a din of bittel, But the halacha is that a davar sheyesh lamatirin does not become batal. One of the exceptions to the rule of bittel is something that will become mutter anyway, or there is a mutter way to have it, so you don't have to rely on bittel. So over here also, since you could eat it in Yerushalayim, so we do not rely on bittel. And number, I think, six we're up to, v'gidulein asurim ilachul v'yushalayim af lazarim l'behema, that if you have Meiser Sheni or Bikurim seeds that were mixed with chulin seeds and they were planted in Yerushalayim, whatever grows from that mixture of seeds, their growths are going to be usher to eat outside of Yerushalayim. That's clearly only a din to Rabbanan, because the growth is not the actual Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, and they would be usher for non-Kohanim and for animals. Now, that idea of ushering the growth of a taroves of Meiser Sheni or Bikurim together with chulin, it indicates that you're for sure going to aser if it's not a tarboves, if it's just Meiser Sheni seeds and Bikurim seeds that are just planted in the ground directly. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says that the growth of actual Meiser Sheni and Bikurim is mutter. You're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore Rabbi Shimon for sure is going to be matir if there's a mixture of Meiser Sheni and Bikurim seeds together with chulin seeds and it grows something, that it's going to be mutter to eat outside of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shimon is totally matir. Hare elu b'meiser bikurim hashem kim b'chumah. So these five or six items, I lost count already, that Meiser and Bikurim have in common, Meiser Sheni and Bikurim have in common, Truma does not have. Truma does not have to be brought to Yerushalayim. There is no statement that you make when you bring Truma or when you give Truma. It could be eaten by an onein. There's no biur on Truma, and it's mutter in taroves, meaning as long as you have a sheer bittel, it's mutter of the taroves, and therefore, obviously, the growths of a taroves are going to be mutter. So all five of those items, truma is not like meiser sheni and bikurim. But yesh betruma meiser mashen kin bebikurim, says Mishnah Gimel, there are certain things that truma and meiser sheni have in common that bikurim does not have in common. Number one, shat truma v'meiser osrin esagoren. Truma and meiser sheni aser the produce that has already been processed. Meaning, once produce is completely processed, you're not allowed to eat it. It's what we call tevel. Once you process produce, it becomes tevel, and until you're mafresh trumas and maestros, all of your produce can be aser. V'yeshlam shir, and there's a certain amount that you're supposed to give. Maestro sheni is 1/10. Truma has a shir, not midal raisa, but at least midal rabbanan it has a shir. Midal raisa, the shir for truma is chitachas poteres kalakri. You don't need a shir, but midal rabbanan we suggest 1/50. V'nogin b'chala peros, and they apply to all sorts of peros, meaning not just the Shiva Saminim, and Bifnei Abayis, Vishalo Bifnei Abayis, and they apply both when there is a Beis HaMikdash and when there's not a Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Bikurim, which only applies when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Uba Arisin, Uba Chakoros, Uba Sakrikun, Uba Gazlan, and the Dinim of Truma, Maaser Sheni, apply even for a sharecropper or a farmer who's working on someone else's field, or Sakrikun, or a Ganav, even though it's not their own land, whereas Bikurim, it has to dafka be your own land. These are the halachas of Truma Meiser that do not apply to Bikurim. So again, what we learned today is that in Mishnah Beis, we learned all of the common halachos, the five common halachos that Meiser and Bikurim have that Truma does not have. Meiser and Bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim. You're supposed to make some sort of declaration. An Onain is not allowed to eat from it, except for Rabbi Shimon holds that an Onain is allowed to eat from Bikurim. They're Chayiv and Biur, even though Rabbi Shimon says Bikurim is pata from beer, and it's aser to even b'taroves, it's going to aser the whole taroves, and not only that will aser the taroves, it will aser even that which grows from the taroves. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is matir, that which grows from it, and obviously that which grows from the taroves. And then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that Truma and Meiser have certain things in common that Bikurim does not. Truma and Meiser will create tevel, and there's a specific amount you're supposed to give, and it applies to all fruits, not just the Shivas Haminim, and it applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and it applies even when you're not the owner of the field. So those four commonalities apply to Truma and to Meiser and to Meiser Sheni, but not to Bikurim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Dalet.